Hello, this is Lori Richards with this week's edition of the Harrison Press. Our top story, Councilman Resigns to Take East Coast Job, by Sidney Murray. Harrison City Councilman Urban Galindo is resigning after accepting a position that will include a relocation to the East Coast. Galindo anticipates that his last day will be Monday, September 30th. An outside and outstanding opportunity presented itself that will significantly enhance my career and assist me in achieving my goals, both professionally and for my family, said Galindo. He said he loves Harrison and the decision was bittersweet because he wishes he was able to finish out his council term. Galindo was elected in November of 2017. Mayor Bill Nyer said the other six members of council will appoint someone to fill the unexpired term. The appointment will have to be made through a majority vote within 30 days of Galindo's last day, according to the city's charter. If the vacancy is not filled after 30 days, the mayor will fill it by appointment. Galindo ran as a Republican, but he was not endorsed by the party's central committee. If he had been endorsed, the appointment would have been made by those central committee members living in the city from the same political party of the vacated member, according to the charter. And there are three pictures in the middle of the page titled, It's All Good. Many local food vendors were on hand to serve up treats at A Taste of Harrison Saturday, September 7th. Folks sampled many different types of food, from macaroni and crab cakes to pizza and dessert. The event is organized by the district. Nominations open for business and professional awards. Greater Harrison Chamber of Commerce is accepting nominations for awards that will be presented to outstanding businesses, organizations, and individuals at the Chamber's annual membership dinner on Thursday, November 14th. Nominations should be submitted online to www.greaterharrisoncc.com/nominations-open-for-business-and-professional-awards by 5 p.m. Friday, September 27th. They will be reviewed by the Chamber's Board of Directors. Individual Awards, Young Professional of the Year. This award will be presented to an individual who lives or works in the Greater Harrison area and has demonstrated an exceptional achievement within their business or industry. The Mary Lou Smith Community Service Award. This award will recognize an individual who has generously volunteered time or talent for the betterment of the community. The Lifetime Achievement Award. This award will recognize a remarkable individual who has had significant impact on their community, industry, or business throughout the course of a career. Business and Organization Awards. Corporate Citizen of the Year. Presented to a business that has greatly contributed to the good of the community through giving, volunteerism, and outreach, etc. New Business of the Year. A business will be recognized for making a big impact in a small amount of time. Nominees should have been in business for fewer than 2 years. Innovator of the Year. Presented to a business that has introduced new products, technology, processes, etc., that have improved their workplace, industry, or business results. GHCC Business of the Year. An outstanding GHCC member business that has demonstrated all-around business success while maintaining commitment to the community and their workforce will be named. Nominees must be GHCC members. GHCC Nonprofit Organization of the Year. This award recognizes an outstanding GHCC member organization that has made a remarkable difference in serving people, or causes that matter in our community. Nominees must be GHCC members. And our next story. Harrison benefit to raise funds for a new van for an old friend. Westchester resident Kurt Kuwach has been paralyzed from the neck down since high school when he dove into a pool and hit his head, fracturing his spinal cord. More recently, Kuwach has undergone a lower leg amputation, and the specialized van that he drives has become unsafe. Now, Greater Harrison residents can help make Kuwach's life better. Kuwach has a great support system, and his friends and family are organizing a benefit to help him get a new van. Bridget Spaeth went to Coleraine High School with Kuwach and is helping with the benefit. Despite the obstacles that Kuwach has faced, Spaeth said she has never heard him complain about anything, and he isn't the type to feel sorry for himself. He sees the good in everything, said Spaeth. She said Kuwach has strong faith and doesn't doubt God's plan. He has been a part of her family's life and challenges and encourages her kids. He has impacted my family in a way I could never repay, said Spaeth. Kuwach attended college at The Ohio State University and has worked various jobs, including many years at the family printing business. He loves to be outdoors and doesn't like to miss any of the sporting events of his three children. To get around to his favorite activities, Kuwach uses a van that includes hand controls and other accommodations. One van that he had was destroyed in an accident when he was hit head-on by a drunk driver in 2011. This accident has led to some health issues, including the leg amputation, and because the van was destroyed, he purchased a used one. 8 years later, this van has become unsafe due to rusting on the bottom. Although Kuwach still drives the van, he doesn't drive it on the highway, so his ability to get around has been hampered. He said his van is his lifeline to freedom, and he isn't able to just jump into someone else's car. Kuwach said he hasn't been able to make as much money as he would like because of his health issues. And one of his main goals is to get a job where he can make more money outside of the house. Currently, he has a full eBay business that he conducts out of his home. Spaeth said they hope to raise money toward getting him a new van that will last the rest of his life. She's hoping for a big turnout for the fundraiser, which will take place at 6 p.m. Saturday, September 14th at Blue Note Harrison. The cost is $25 at the door. The event will feature music, basket raffles, food, and more. For those that want to help but can't come, they can also donate on a GoFundMe page or at Fifth Third Bank through the Kuwach Accessible Van account. More information can be found at the GetTheManAVan.com. Kuwach said he has been unwavering in support and is overwhelmed by the benefit. He said there aren't words to describe his thankfulness and gratitude. I'm just so blessed, said Kuwach. Shaker Trace named Birding Hotspot by Joe Awad. Green Umbrella has named the restored wetlands at Shaker Trace in Miami Whitewater Forest a birding hotspot, recognized for outstanding scenic value and biological diversity. The Southwest Hamilton County site is among five green space gems named by Green Umbrella to celebrate the region's ecologically significant natural areas. The five follow 15 other areas named since 2018. The gems are selected by conservation experts to showcase the region's natural sites. By telling the stories of protected places, the initiative aims to grow public support for green space conservation and organizations that lead the way. Green Umbrella is a leading alliance working to maximize the environmental sustainability of Greater Cincinnati. Its goal is to transform the region into one of the top 10 most sustainable metro areas in the nation by 2020. The Green Space Gems program highlights tri-state places that provide highest quality experiences for visitors, said Andy Dickerson, executive director of Cardinal Land Conservancy and co-chair of the Green Space Action Team. Whether you're hiking for your health, bird watching, fishing, or discovering new plant and animal species, the Green Space Gems locally represent nature's bucket list. Returning land drainage to a pre-agricultural pattern restored the Shaker Trace Wetlands Complex. Great Parks established a native plant nursery and introduced additional native species. About 465 species of native plants now thrive in 600 wetland grassland areas. The wetlands, purchased from private owners, began in 1989. Support diverse animal communities, including more than 240 recorded bird species. Paved and gravel-surfaced level trails make the site fully handicapped accessible. Visitors access the site through the Outer Loop Shaker Trace Trail north of Bauman Road. A parking lot on Bauman Road is just west of the trail. A gravel path to a bird blind overlooking the wetlands leads off the multi-use trail in about 2/10 of a mile. Unofficial grassy trails also lead along a levee from the parking area to the blind. In Hamilton County, 83% of residents live within a 10-minute walk of protected green space. Inclusive Fashion Show kicks off Acceptance Week by Sydney Murray. To kick off Acceptance Week 2019 within the Southwest Local School District, Harrison High School Jr., Raleigh Lagner, and local boutique Ahead of the Curve Gifts are organizing a fashion show. Local girls who are living life with some sort of disability will model the clothes. "I want them to feel like this is their moment," said Lagner. The models will include kids from Harrison High School, Whitewater Valley Elementary School, Harrison Junior School, and another student from outside the district. Some boys who are also with disabilities will escort the models down the runway. About 20 to 25 kids will participate in the show. The models have had the chance to go to Ahead of the Curve to pick out their outfits, which they will get to keep after the show is over. Ahead of the Curve owner Jennifer Head said it was a no-brainer for them to get involved with the event. She said they have been blessed and can hopefully bless others. "We love the community and we want to show our support," said Head. She said she wants to be able to give these models their spotlight moment. 7-year-old Taylor Giltz, who has Down syndrome, is one model participating in the show, and she picked out some flowery pants to wear on the runway. Taylor's mother, Erin Johnson, said it means a lot to see the community come together and educate everyone on special needs. She said these kids enjoy being part of something bigger than themselves. "It's nice for the families, too," said Johnson. Lagner said she wants to get rid of labels and wants the community to see these kids for who they are and to put the person before the disability. But she also wants these kids to have a chance to embrace their disability. The fashion show will take place from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Sunday, September 15th at the gym in the Harrison High School Activity Center. John Casablancas Centers will provide a runway and lights as well as a $500 photo shoot raffle basket. After the fashion show, Acceptance Week will run from September 16th to September 20th and will include many different activities at the high school, junior school, and Whitewater Valley. Themed clothing days will include wearing green for Mental Health Monday and dressing wacky on Wednesday to showcase the idea it's what's on the inside that counts. On Thursday, Disability Awareness Day, Lagner said there will be interactive activities at lunch where students can try to experience a moment in the life of a student with a disability. Activities will include trying to draw a picture blindfolded, wearing earplugs and trying to have a conversation, and putting sandpaper on the back of a shirt tag to represent life with sensory issues. You don't learn unless you try, said Legner. Yellow will be a theme on Inclusion Friday, and new yellow t-shirts were designed this year by senior Mariah Grubbs. The shirts say, awareness plus change equal acceptance, both in these written words and in symbols, so that way, hopefully anyone is able to interpret the message of the shirt. Legner said last year was bringing awareness, and this year she wanted to take it further, to push the boundaries and push the social norm, said Legner. And then moving on, we have a picture of 1969 members of the Feuerstein Service Center DX baseball team, including the following young men. From the first row, we would see Mike Bader, Kent Jewett, Ronnie Kramer, Terry West, Dean Williams, Richard Barker, Keith Nixon, Mark Vest. And then in the second row, there is Guy Gadd, Philip Boehner, Glenn Waters, Alan Waugh, Jimmy Kramer, Robert Shelley, and Doug Williams. And in the third row, we have Bill Meyer, the manager, Dwight Waugh, the coach, and Max Vest, the coach, and John Meyer, manager. Looking back 60 years ago, service station closed, another opened. We're going to start with 50 years ago, September 11, 1969. Gail Vest arrived home from Ocean City, New Jersey, where she had been employed for the summer. Arriving with her was her grandmother, Mrs. Pearl Stewart, who is vacationed in the East. Gail will leave Sunday for her sophomore year at Butler University. We are sorry to hear the misfortune of Grace Johnson, who was injured from a fall while papering. 60 years ago, September 10th, 1959, Herbert McQueen is closing his Herb's Hoosier Pete service station on State Street and opening a new business at 601 State Street. His new business will be called Herb's Auto Parts. Mr. and Mrs. Sauntry are the proud parents of twin sons. The little lads will be named John Edward and Michael Joseph. 70 years ago, September 8, 1949, the Bright Methodist Church has provided a new modern home for their resident minister. The new parsonage is a 7-room brick with forced draft oil furnace, hardwood floors, automatic electric water heater, and Venetian blinds throughout. Bonnie Fassold, 10-year-old daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Carl Fassold, was taken to Children's Hospital last evening where she underwent surgery for appendicitis. Mr. and Mrs. Gus Beasley celebrated their 44th wedding anniversary. A delicious dinner on their lawn, most of it prepared on a large grill in the yard in the rear of their home. Their friends presented them with a fine, serviceable rug with covers, which covers the kitchen floor. 72 years ago, September 18th, 1947, 8 Brookville youths are facing charges of riotous conspiracy in a Dearborn Circuit Court as a result of a shooting fracas which took place near Harrison early last Sunday morning. 3 of the youths, James Lanning, Alvin Lanning, and Paul Wolfe, are confined to Margaret Mary Hospital at Batesville. James Lanning is reported to be in serious condition as a result of gunshot wounds in the chest and legs. The other 2 youths have gunshot wounds in the legs. The aforementioned threesome, together with Edward Smith, Otto Rossfeld, Albert Lanning, Robert Rossfeld, and Donald Eldridge, will face charges fought against them by Dearborn County Prosecutor Lester Baker. The latter 5 have been arrested and are being held in the Dearborn County Jail. Also involved in the melee is Don Barnes, Harrison Cafe operator, who faces a charge of carrying a pistol without a permit. It is reported the shooting was the outcome of a brawl which took place at the Barnes Cafe, and as a result of which Barnes barred the youth from entering his establishment. Barnes said he left his establishment after closing for the night. He was followed by the Brookville bunch. When he stopped at the home of his cook, whom he was driving home, he was threatened by the youth. Barnes fired two shots from a target pistol into the air to scare off the party. This method failed. Barnes fired several shots into the crowd. Five of the group were wounded. And all of this was compiled and researched by Jenny Awad, who is a member of the Harrison Historical Society. Athlete of the Week. The Harrison Press Athletes of the Week are cross-country runners sophomore Zoe Zobel and senior Alex Sibnisky. In the Wildcats' third-place finish at the Talawanda Invitational, Zobel ran a determined final mile to finish in 36th place overall and serve as the team's fifth runner. In the Wildcats' third-place finish at the Talawanda Invitational, Sibnisky ran a personal best time and helped the Wildcats to a strong finish. And the Athlete of the Week is sponsored by Village Pharmacy, 367-4836, at 114 Harrison Avenue in Harrison, Ohio. Downtown Harrison, to be exact. And then moving on, we have a photo titled Go Fish. And there's two students playing cards at a table. And it says, students at Liberty Christian Academy in Logan Township play a game during a break. The school served 12 students this past school year, but has room for up to 30 in kindergarten through 12th grade. Senior Administrator Ryan David Tebelman said the school, which was founded in 1991, likes to help atypical students, and they focus on helping all students individually. Around town, Saturday, September 14th, Chicken Supper. The Macedonia Christian Church's annual Chicken Supper is from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Join us in our air-conditioned hall serving family style. Carry-out and country store is available. The church is at 2787 California Road, the corner of Okeana, Drewersburg, and California Roads in Morgan Township in Okeana. Call 513-738-2153. And ongoing, we have the Quilter's Quest, the Amazing Grace Quilters at 9961 New Haven Road, lower level, meet Mondays, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For more information, call 513-202-0688. The Fiddler's Fest, the Old Time Fiddler's Group, meets the first Sunday monthly from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Harrison VFW Post 7570 at 9160 Lawrenceburg Road. For more information, call Rose Ballard at 513-526-8512. Line dancing at Jaeger Benson American Legion Post 199 from 10:30 until noon on Saturdays, and the cost is $3 per person. And the sit-down meals, Bountiful Heart serves free sit-down meal three times monthly from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. the first Saturday of the month at First Presbyterian Church at 115 Vine Street, the second Saturday of the month at Harrison Avenue Baptist Church at 1125 Harrison Avenue, the third Saturday, Harrison Church of the Nazarene, 249 Sunset Avenue, and the fourth Saturday, St. John the Baptist Catholic Church at 509 Harrison Avenue. Weigh in on the future of Miami Whitewater Park and Miami River Sweep. Great Parks of Hamilton County want your input on the future of its parks. Great Parks is beginning the process of completing park and facility master plans for every one of its parks. The plans will become part of Great Parks' first ever comprehensive master plan, a guiding document for the next decade, completed earlier this year. The process has divided the park system into three planning regions, West, Central, and East. Included in the West region are Miami Whitewater Forest, Shawnee Lookout, Fernbank Park, Mitchell Memorial Forest, M. Schaff Woods, Campbell Lakes Preserve, Oak Glen Nature Preserve, and land along the Whitewater River Corridor. There will be a series of opportunities in September and October for you to share your ideas and feedback on plans for the West Region parks. The dates will serve as open house style meetings with Great Parks employees there to answer questions. Saturday, October 19th from 10 a.m. to noon, Shaker Trace Nursery open house at Miami Whitewater Forest. And Saturday, October 26th at 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m., clean sweep of the Great Miami River at Shawnee Lookout Park. Special events are planned for Miami Whitewater Forest and Mitchell Memorial Forest, but details have not been released as of yet. And moving on to some sports, East Central wins, but Wildcats beat themselves. Wildcats lose 10-7 in overtime game. The Harrison offense ran 72 plays Friday night at East Central. Someone other than senior quarterback Connor Kennett touched the ball 16 times. Such were the struggles against the Trojans in a 10-7 overtime loss. Kennett gained 55 yards on 29 attempts, 16 of those in the second half, plus four more in overtime. While he carried the Wildcats on his back for much of the game, he couldn't run through walls, particularly the wall of the Trojan defenders, who turned him away on a fourth and goal on the final play of overtime. Kennett was also sacked five times, which count against his rushing totals. That the game came down to one play, 1 yard, was disappointing to Harrison coach Derek Rehage, who told his team after the game they didn't make enough winning plays. And with that, we've come to the end of our time. This is Lori Richards, and this has been this week's edition of the Harrison Press. Have a wonderful day. I did both. Harrison, I tried, and it came up, so I got them both in. Yeah, I thought after I finished Dearborn, I thought I'll try again, and boom, came right up.
She put that in, and it was like, yeah.
Okay, good. Yep, it's done.